Hastings College basketball is on the air. We begin each game day with the Kerry Hofstadter pregame show, brought to you by the Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Pepsi, live life now. Now, here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Radio Sports Director, Mike Will.
And good evening. Welcome to the Haddock Center. We're in Crete tonight. Hastings College basketball in 1230 KHS. Hastings on the road tonight as they get set to take on Doan in a women's men's basketball doubleheader. Visit with Hastings women's coach Kerry Hofstadter. And coach, obviously a big game for us tonight. Not only it's your next game up, but a rival tonight in Doan.
Yeah, you know, it's always a challenge when we play Doan, especially on the road. You know, they're, like I've been telling you the last couple weeks, they're a dangerous team, and they compete and they play hard, and so that, you know, is a team that would be dangerous on any day, let alone a day where you're on the road in their home court.
Yeah, you brought Doan up the past couple of times that we've talked to you. This might be one of the teams you've been looking forward to.
Well, you know, they're just a team that you watch on film a lot, and you say, you know, wow, they're with this team and they're with that team and they're competing and you know, just an example of the dangerous team that I've been talking about. You know, they were down 15 with 10 to go against Dakota Wesleyan the other day and came back and won that game by one. So they don't ever quit, and they compete through every possession, and they make the second effort plays and the loose ball plays and things like that. And if you don't match that, you know, you'll find yourself in a game where a team's outworking you.
Six games to go with four of these on the road. What do you tell your team for the home stretch now?
Well, you know, it's one game at a time. That's what we've been talking about the whole season, and we got to be ready to go every game. And we've talked about it with you before. Just you know, the target is growing on our backs every game, and you know, that's a good thing because it challenges you and it makes sure that your kids are ready to play every game, and they're getting everybody's best effort, and that should in the long run make you better. At the same time, you want to make sure that you are ready to go and you don't get off to a sluggish start or take anyone lightly. So I think we understand that, and you know, tonight will be another challenge.
You take care of business. You're kind of setting yourself up for a monster final week of the regular season with Midland and Northwestern. But the important thing is taking care of the four games before that.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a huge week for us. You know, you get two games on the road back to back, and both teams are playing a lot better, and both teams are have been able to knock off some really quality teams or at least compete. They're both going to be tough, and obviously tonight we'll start the week off hopefully in the right direction, but we're going to have to make sure that we take care of business today.
Coming off of a game where we did not play our A number one game, and that was Saturday against Dort, picking up a win 65-62, but we shoot 39% in the ball game, and that one just kind of found a way to win, grind out a victory in that game.
Yeah, you know, two of our top three scorers struggled from the field, and anytime that happens, you're going to have other kids step up, and I thought we had some great minutes from a couple kids off the bench. I thought Alex Edwards, you know, after watching the film, Alex Edwards, Sierra Williamson, and Hallie Samuelson all gave us quality minutes, hit some shots, and were able to, you know, to defend and board and do all the things that you know, that we needed them to do in that moment. So we kind of ground one out there, but it was good to see quality minutes from several kids.
One girl that did not struggle in the ball game was your other pure shooter, and that's Jimmy Van Kirk. Had another great performance with 25 points.
Yeah, you know, she got off to a great start and found just different ways to score. You know, hit some open threes and got to the rim a couple of times, and she's versatile. You know, and she's tough to guard, and she's smart enough to know when she needs to take the outside shot and when she has a mismatch or can get to the rim. And so, you know, she played a great game, and she's been playing well for us lately. I feel like her leadership is what really shined through the other day at the Dort game. You know, she did a lot of great things for us, but mainly helped us kind of stay together there in that stretch of drought. So it's great to see that our depth, you know, is helping us out in times when, you know, maybe our one or two of our top three scorers isn't having a great day. That's going to happen. And we've got to be able to find ways to win and come out on top. And we did that the other day.
You've got the long winning streak going right now. You're ranked in the top five for the first time since 2011. Are the girls talking about that, or are they just taking the next game up?
Not really. You know, we haven't really talked about the 15 games in a row at all. You know, that's everybody else kind of talking around us. And we've been, you know, careful to say, guys, that's who, no one cares. You know, the next team that we play doesn't care about the games that we won, you know, prior to this one. So since they don't care, we can't care either. And we've just got to keep our eyes fixed on what's right in front of us and make sure that we take care of the task at hand.
We played this team way back at the end of November. Can you take anything out of that ball game? It was a win for you guys, but can you take anything out of that ball game in preparation for this one?
Well, you know, it's a different part of the season now. You know, same thing with Dort. When I looked at the film from the first time we played Dort and Doan, we scored a lot in transition. You know, we scored a lot from turnovers that we forced, and we scored a lot just in transition of stealing buckets when somebody wasn't paying attention or didn't get matched up. And at this point in the season, those kind of buckets are few and far between. You know, you're still going to get a couple maybe every half or whatever, but you're not going to score 29 points in transition. It's just not necessarily how it happens at the end of the season. So instead, you've got to be able to execute in the half court, and you've got to be able to be solid defensively but mainly take care of the ball and make sure you're getting good shots in every possession. That's something that we've talked a lot about, you know, over the course of this past week is you're not going to get the same kind of things that you got earlier in the season. We've got to be able to really get the shots that we want and be able to make adjustments on the fly in regards to the way that people are going to try to guard us.
So we may see more games than maybe we saw on Saturday, kind of grind them out affairs?
Absolutely. I think that's just how it is going to be at the end of the season. You know, I don't think you're not really seeing a ton of blowouts as you look across the GPAC scores. You're seeing a lot of tight games or, you know, games within at least 10, 12 points. So that's just the nature of teams getting better and the gap, you know, closing and just teams overall being more solid on both ends of the court.
Okay, we'll come back and talk about Doan as our pregame show continues after this.
Oh, the sweet sounds of airport travel. You know what would make this ordeal more pleasurable? That's right, a Pepsi. Your new destination is total refreshment. And your estimated time of departure is now. Flight delayed?
2 hours.
Yes! That's just more time for enjoyment. Because you're in the VI Pepsi Lounge. Still got your luggage, but got no baggage at all. For now.
Back with Eastings College women's basketball coach Kerry Hofstetter. Her team is on the road tonight playing in Crete against Doan, a team that is 11-12 overall, coach, 5-10, kind of fighting for a playoff spot in the postseason tournament. So this is a team that has plenty to play for tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they're in a way better spot than they were last year at this point. And, you know, that speaks to the players that they have. I think they've got a solid, you know, 7 or 8 players that they have in their rotation, and they've been getting better. And obviously I've brought that up a lot to you. So I see it on film and I see it by the scores that they're posting. And you know, they've got some kids with some experience, and then they have some young kids that have really been able to step in and take on some major roles this year in helping them kind of move toward a better mark. So it's going to be a challenge. You know, they're undersized in regards to our matchups, but you know, they play hard and they fly around and they cover each other up pretty well. So we're gonna have to take care of the ball, and we're gonna have to you know, when we get it in the post, we're gonna have to be strong with it and either get kickouts for shots or be able to score in a double team or with somebody flying at us for sure.
As far as their personnel is concerned, they got 4 girls that average in double figures, led by Hannah Dossel. Talk about her.
Well, Hannah's just she's a dual threat kid. She's a lefty first of all, so that makes it a little bit more challenging for defenders. But she shoots the mid range jumper really well. She can score with her back to the basket. She'll outlet the ball off of a rebound and just push it. She doesn't even look for a guard. So she handles it really well and she has great feet and she's strong and she's pretty feisty. So. She's a competitor, and she's a tough matchup for a lot of post players in our conference.
The rebounding number is pretty good too.
Yeah, she crashes the boards both offensively and defensively. She's like I said, she's really strong. So if she gets her hand on it, she's generally going to bring it down. Really great mobility and feet, so she's able to get to balls that a lot of kids aren't.
So do we feel that we have the strength inside, the advantage inside?
Well, I think, kids like Frankie and Sierra, they've seen her a lot, but they've also been able to play against posts like that throughout the course of the season. We've got to keep her contained and we've got to make sure that we don't allow her to do the things that she's really good at and make her do some things that, she can probably do, but not as well. And so, she'll be a focus of our attention, but, they play seven pretty regularly and they play a significant amount of minutes. So, hopefully, the depth at some point, on our end will be beneficial for us.
How do we attack this team the second time around now?
Well, it's always interesting to know, exactly what they're going to do to, tweak things and the adjustments that we'll need to make. But, we need an inside-outside attack for sure. We need to be able to get the ball in the post, at least get touches, and then be able to create some stuff for our guards off of that. Our post game is going to be huge. We have a mismatch there. We need to be able to utilize that. Mainly, we need to make sure that we take care of the ball. That's been something the last couple of games that we've struggled at a little bit. We've turned it over a few more times than we had been there for a while. So, we need to make sure that we're putting the ball in places where we can take care of it.
Okay, glad to.
Thanks.
Gary Hofstetter, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around, Starting Labs, and the play-by-play description coming up next. Hastings and Doan tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Gary Hofstetter pregame show, brought to you by the Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Pepsi, live life now. Stay tuned. Bronco play-by-play is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The e-edition, Encore, HD media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
Hastings College Play-by-Play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
And bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watch, were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star?
And hi again, everybody. Welcome to Hastings College basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. On the road with the Broncos tonight in Crete at the Haddock Center on the campus of Doan College. It's the Doan College Tigers and the Hastings College Broncos here tonight in a women's men's basketball doubleheader. I'm Mike Weller, call the play-by-play for you tonight. The women's game is up first. Doan coming in. A record of 11 wins and 12 losses on the season. The Tigers are sitting at 5-10 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. However, in their last game, they knocked off 25th-ranked Dakota Wesleyan by the score of 69-68. This is a team that is averaging 74 points per ball game in offense and bringing up 69.2 on the defensive end. Hastings College coming in, ranked number 5 in the country. In the latest NAIA Division II poll, the Broncos are ranked in the top 5 for the first time since the end of November in 2011. The Broncos are sitting at 21-2 on the season. They're 12-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They have won 15 games in a row. Hastings has not lost since way back on November the 23rd, when they lost to Morningside up in Sioux City by a score of 76-49. Hastings coming off of a 65-62 win over Dort on Saturday. Back at the Osborne Sports Complex. Second meeting of the season between these two teams. We played way back in November here against Doan as we took on the Tigers at the Osborne Sports Complex on November the 20th. Hastings beat Doan by the score of 83-73. Your starting lineup tonight brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service. Three convenient locations and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. Member FDIC. For Hastings College, they will go with the same lineup. Cammie Breckman, 5'9", a senior out of Silver Lake. Abby Jackson, a 5'6", in sophomore out of Hastings St. Cecilia. Jamie Van Kirk, 5'9", a junior out of Sutton. Frankie Peterson, a 5'9", in senior out of Cambridge. And Laurel Zwiener, a 6'4", inch junior out of Pleasanton, Nebraska. For the Doan College Tigers, it'll be Shelby Bittinger, a 5'9" sophomore out of Milford, Nebraska. Hannah Barnard is a 5'6" freshman out of Beatrice. Callie Beller is a 5'5" senior out of Norfolk Catholic. Also getting a start for Doan will be Heather Broman, 5'11" a sophomore out of Fillmore Central. And Hannah Dostal, a 5'11" junior out of Atkinson West Holt. Tracy Fairbanks, the head coach of the Doan College Tigers in her 15th season here in Crete. Obviously, Carrie Hofstetter, the head coach at Hastings College. Starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. Hastings controls the opening tip. The Broncos shooting guard basket to our left here tonight, dressed in their black road uniforms, trimmed and lettered into the crimson. Here's a shot by Zwiener that's up there. It's no good. And a foul's going to be called, and the rebound's going to go on Laurel Zwiener. So Laurel Zwiener misses the first shot for Hastings. She also gets hit with the first personal foul here in this one. Just underway here at the Haddock Center in Crete. Doan College and Hastings, two longstanding rivals going at it here late in the season in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Here comes Doan back in their offensive zone, dressed in their white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the black and the orange here tonight. Again, their leading scorer is Hannah Dostal. Should be a load for the Broncos to handle here tonight. And here's Broman right at the elbow, right side of the lane, gets it out to Callie Beller. Beller down to Bittinger here in the wing. Bounce pass goes to Broman. She drives into the hole. Her shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener. Allen pass goes to the far sideline. Cammie Breckman has got the ball for Hastings. Breckman, high right side. Doan will be starting off with a man-to-man defense. Inside Van Kirk. Her shot is up there and in. Jamie Van Kirk, the third leading scorer in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, averaging 17.6 points per ball game. And she gets her first field goal here. Less than a minute into the ball game, 2-0 is the score. Hastings has the lead. Broman with the ball for Doan. Comes out to the top of the key. That's going to be Dostal driving to the basket. Her shot is up there, no good. Zwiener gets a second rebound. Zwiener goes to the near sideline to bring it to Abby Jackson. She brings it back to the center of the floor. Then right side, a bounce pass is going to be deflected. Jackson picks it back up in the corner. Outside to Frankie Peterson. Inside down to Cammie Breckman. Bounce pass goes back out to Jackson. Dribbles in the lane, loses control of the ball. Down on her knees to pick it up there is going to be Heather Broman for the Doan College Tigers. First turnover on Hastings here in the ball game. Dostal comes into the offensive zone. Beller's got it down the wing now, picked up there by Jackson. Beller dribbles behind the screen, reverses the ball, comes over here to Bittinger. Bittinger looking inside, nobody there. Comes out to Dostal, top of the key. Now a bounce pass down low. Brometer shot off of the baseline is no good. Rebound picked up on the hop here by Cammie Breckman of Hastings. 2-0 is the score. The Broncos have the lead. Breckman dribbles behind her back, brings it into the offensive zone. Here's Abby Jackson with it now. Rainbow pass to the near side. They get it over here to Jamie Van Kirk. Van Kirk reverses the ball, gets it out to Cammie Breckman. Two-handed pass goes back to Jackson. On the wing on the right side, bounce pass inside to Zwiener. She backs up, spins toward the baseline, puts it up off the window and scores. Laurel Zwiener scores. It's a 4-0 ball game now. Hastings College has got the lead, 17-39 to play here in the first half. Jackson goes for the steal, but it's ripped out of there by a Heather Broman. As the Doan College Tigers will set things up. Barnard has got the ball on the far sideline. Back out between the circles now to Callie Beller. Beller bounce pass goes on the high post. So the ball there is going to be Broman. She scores around at the free throw line. 200 pass goes down deep in the corner to Bittinger. She brings it up high on the block. She loses control of the ball and is picked up here by Van Kirk. Van Kirk runs her back the other way, and she's going to be fouled in a play. She goes up for the shots. First turnover on Doan here in the ball game. And a personal foul is called here, and the Tigers at the other end. This will be a shooting foul going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Van Kirk. And a Barnard picking up the personal foul for Doan. That's going to be her first. Van Kirk to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Van Kirk is number one in the conference in free throw percentage this week. She's knocking down 84% of her foul shots. This is her first one here tonight. 4-0. Hastings has got the lead. Here comes the next shot by Van Kirk. That one is good. So she hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. It's now a 5-0 ball game. Hastings has the lead. We're about 3 minutes into the ball game here, and Doan hasn't scored yet. Driving for the lamp. Here's a shot up and in. That's a Callie Beller right down the lane, and they get the Tigers on the scoreboard. Just as I say, they were shut out. 3 minutes into the ball game, Doan finally gets their first field goal of the ball game. 5-2 now. Hastings has got the lead. Broncos have the ball. Here's Breckman on the wing on the right side. Jackson takes a look at a three, takes the three, and it's going to be no good. And the rebound comes out to Shelby Bittinger for Doan down the near sideline. Bittinger works out top now against Frankie Peterson. She brings it into the offensive zone. Barnard in the wing. Bounce pass goes inside. That's going to be Broman with the ball. Back outside the ring now. The Beller driving down the lane toward the goal. There's a shot by Broman. It's going to be blocked down by Zwiener. Ball is recovered here by Cammie Breckman of Hastings. Down to Jackson. She dribbles the ball to the hole and loses the ball out of bounds. Jackson taking it to the hole there and lost it out of bounds. A second turnover on Hastings here in the ball game. 5-2 the score. The Broncos out on top here in this one. And now Hastings will apply some pressure in backcourt. Bringing the ball up for the Tigers will be Callie Beller. She races the ball into the offensive zone against Jackson. Comes across the top of Dostal. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Kicks it back out here to Callie Beller. Now to Dostal on the far sideline. And a Dostal with the ball inside the free throw circle. Dumps the ball down low to Broman. Her shot is up and in, and she fouled in the play. Heather Broman gets the field goal to go down. The assist goes to Hannah Dostal for Doan. And a personal foul is going to be whistled here on Abby Jackson of Hastings. Jackson picks up her first personal foul, the first team foul on the Broncos during the first half of play. It's 5-4 now. The Tigers back to within one. Roman goes to the free throw line for Doan. Her shot is up there. It's good. So Hastings scores the first 5 points in the ball game. Doan comes back to answer with a 5-0 run of their own. We're 4 minutes into the contest now. We're tied up at 5 points apiece here at the Haddock Center in Crete tonight. Here's Abby Jackson with the ball. Jackson goes over to Van Kirk. High right side. Dribbles the ball toward the goal. A scoop shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Gets her own rebound. Follow shot is up there. It's no good off the front iron. And the rebound comes down to Bittinger. So Van Kirk misses a couple of easy shots there. Bittinger grabs the rebound for the Tigers. Hustles back the other way. Bounce pass inside to Broman. Now to Dostal. High right side. There's a pass out on top deflected by Breckman. Breckman has got the ball. Breckman gets it back here to Van Kirk as they run her back after the second turnover on Doan. Van Kirk in the lane. Her shot is up there and in. Davey Van Kirk scoring there for Hastings. He's got 5 points in the ball game. Hastings has got 7 on the board, and it's now a 7-5 ball game. Hastings out on top by a couple of points here. Bittinger with the ball. Out on top now. Hannah Dostal. Two-handed pass to the far sideline. Callie Beller has got it. Picked up there by Jackson. Bounce pass goes inside. Heather Broman has got it. And she's going to be gone for the steps. Broman whistled for the traveling violation inside against Laurel Zwiener of Hastings. Sierra Williamson now comes into the ball game as Zwiener will check out. Alyssa Willicott coming to the ball game now for the Doan College Tigers, replacing Heather Broman. Willicott is a 5'11" senior out of Blue Hill, playing for the Tigers here in Crete. 7-5 is the score. Hastings College with a 2-point lead. Broncos have the ball. Here's Cammie Breckman out here beyond the ring. Out of Frankie Peterson, drives the ball toward the goal. A shot off the glass is up and in. Frankie Peterson scoring there for Hastings. That's the first field goal of the ball game for Peterson. Hastings has opened up a 9-5 lead again here over the Tigers. There's a long-range jumper from three. It's up there. It's going to be no good by Bittinger. Rebound comes out long. It's going to be grabbed here by Van Kirk of Hastings. Van Kirk gets it away. Now to Bruckman just inside the ring. 15-footer is off of the mark. No good. Rebound battle for and is picked up by Hannah Dostal. Dostal has got it for the Tigers here in backcourt. Comes to the near sideline to Beller. Races the ball in the offensive zone here for the Tigers. Pulls up at the top of the three-point circle. Comes over here on the near sideline is Shelby Bittinger. Picked up by Van Kirk. Out between the rings now to Hannah Barnard. Left sideline. Hannah Dostal trying to penetrate there against Bruckman. He has to come back out between the rings to Bittinger. She drives the ball to the hole. Her shot high off of the window is up there and in. Shelby Bittinger scores there for the Tigers. That's now a 9-7 ball game. Hastings College with a two-point lead. We're down to 13:45 to play here in the first half from the Hattick Center in Crete tonight. Where the ball is going to be Bruckman. She cuts it down the lane, and her shot is up there and in. Gabby Bruckman takes it right to the goal and scores. That's her first field goal of the ball game. It's now an 11-7 ball game. Hastings with a four-point lead. Anna Barnard with the ball over on the left side. A long-range jumper is up there and in. Anna Barnard nails a three-pointer. She is third in the conference in three-pointers made as she nails her first one here tonight. And the Tigers staying right with the Broncos in the early going here. It's 11-10. And now we've got a personal foul that's going to be called here. Personal foul is going to go on the Tigers, I believe. Here comes three more players.
Alyssa Willicott, first personal foul, second team foul on Hastings. The foul's on number 45, Sarah Williams.
So a double foul on Alyssa Willicott and also on Sierra Williams. And don't see that a lot, but it makes it up here early in a double foul on Willicott and Sierra Williamson. Hastings will play it in. Here's Bruckman. Her shot in the lane is up there and in. Cammie Bruckman scores. That's going to be her second field goal of the ball game. And Hastings has opened up a three-point lead again. 13-10 is the score. Shelby Bittinger with the ball now for Doan. Comes over here on the wing to Barnard, and she loses control of the ball out of bounds. Third turnover on Doan. Barnard loses the ball into the nickel seats on the near sideline. 13-10. Hastings with a three-point lead. Broncos with the ball. 7 minutes into the ball game here tonight from Crete. Here's Abby Jackson with the ball to Chanel Farmer, who's into the ball game now to Bruckman, top of the key. Three-pointers put up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound Barnard. Anna Barnard with the ball for the Tigers as she weaves her way back up the floor into the forecourt now. Feeds over to Bittinger on the wing on the right side. Picked up by Peterson. Lobs it inside. That's going to be Broman with the ball. Goes for the hole, and she's fouling the play. Heather Broman, the former Fillmore Central native there, takes the ball to the hole. And she is fouling the play here by Sierra Williamson. That's a second foul on Williamson. So going to the free throw line will be Broman. She's a 62% foul shooter on the season. She's hit for 3 points already in the ball game. Broman looks up there, and the shot is going to be good. Doan as a team is ninth out of the teams in the conference at 68% in free throw percentage. They are number 5 in field goal percentage at 42% and number 6 in three-point shooting at 32%. Heather Broman will have one more. Her shot is up there, and the shot's going to be off of the mark. No good, but an offensive rebound comes down to Willicott. So Doan keeps it alive. There's a feed back inside now to Willicott. A little short baseline jumper from the right side. It's going to be no good. The ball is lost out of bounds. Last touch there by the Tigers. So Hastings will play things in. 12:26 to play here in the first half. Coming into the ball game now is going to be Laurel Zwiener. Going out will be Sierra Williamson, who has picked up a couple of personal fouls here in the early going for the Broncos. So it's 13-11. Hastings with a two-point lead. Jackson with the ball. Goes over to Chanel Farmer. Now to Laurel Zwiener at the top of the key to Jackson. Abby Jackson dribbles once. Goes over to Farmer. Farmer brings it back to Jackson on the wing on the left side. Dribbles inside the free throw circle. There's a bounce pass to Zwiener on the wing. Now she drives it toward the goal against Willicott. Her shot no good. Rebound comes down to Bittinger. Shelby Bittinger has got the ball for the Tigers running back the other way. Bittinger pulls up at the top of the three-point circle. Down in the corner to Barnard as she puts it on the floor. Dribbles to her left. Comes out to Bittinger now on the wing. On the left side, there's going to be a Brittany White who's into the ball game. Her pass across the lane is going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Chanel Farmer. Farmer gets it to Alex Edwards. Back to Farmer. Her driving layup is going to be no good. The ball goes out of bounds. It was last touch there by Willicott of Doan. Into the ball game now for Hastings will be Autumn Zenon. Zenon comes into the ball game. Abby Jackson checks out. So Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Zenon will look to play things in. She does. Down to Farmer in the corner. Out of Bruckman here at the top of the key. Takes a three-pointer. Shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound is loose in the lane, and another foul is going to be called. A couple of Tigers hitting the deck in the paint there, and a personal foul. It's going to be called on Willicott again. That's going to be her second personal foul. So Willicott comes out. Coming back into the ball game is going to be Hannah Dostal. So Willicott out of the ball game now at the 11:29 mark. 13-11 is the score. Hastings with a 2-point lead. Zenon will play things in to Cammie Breckman. Dribbles in the lane. Stops there. Has to get rid of it. Now she does. Comes out here to Alex Edwards. Down to Zenon. Zenon down to Breckman. Feeds the ball inside. Zwinger has got it. Back to Breckman on the wing. Dribbles once out to Zenon. 3-pointer. Top of the key. Bingo. Adam Zenon knocks down a tray for the Broncos. She's been hitting 27% of her 3-pointers, and she hits her first shot here. Hastings tries to save the ball here in backcourt. It was knocked loose. But Chanel Farmer could not come up with it, and it will be Doan playing things in. Hastings has built a 5-point lead again, 16-11 after the 3-pointer by Adam Zenon. As we approach the 11-minute mark here in the first half in the Hanick Center in Crete. Anna Dostal has got the ball, goes on the wing. On the left side, holding the ball there is going to be Beller. Now to Brittany White. Brittany White drives the ball against Zenon. Bounce pass goes down low. With the basketball there is going to be Broman. Her shot for the glass is up there and in. Heather Broman scores. She's got 6 points here in the first half, 16-13. The Tigers back to within 3 points. Adam Zenon with the ball for the Broncos. Goes over to Chanel Farmer on the wing. Takes it down to the baseline. On the dribble, her shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and she's hacked on the arm. Brittany White is going to be hit with a personal foul here for Doan. That's going to be her first. The Nebraska men's basketball team at halftime trailing in Ann Arbor, Michigan. The Wolverines ranked number 10 in the country, leading Nebraska 49-21 at halftime. Shot from the free throw line by Chanel Farmer is going to be no good. Farmer is a 58% foul shooter on the season. Misses her first shot here. Shelby Bittinger is into the ball game again for Doan, replacing Barnard. So the Huskers trailing 49-21 at halftime. Second shot is up there by Farmer. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Heather Broman for Doan. 16-13. Hastings with a 3-point lead. Bittinger hesitates at the top of the 3-point circle, drives it into the lane, runs into traffic, and gets it back out here into 3-point territory. Beller's got the ball. Now to Dostal. Holds it. Comes over to Bittinger on the wing on the right side. Entry pass to get it to Brittany White. Drives it down the lane. Her shot's going to be blocked out of bounds there by Zwinger. Laurel Zwinger getting a block there. She gets her 44th block of the season, and she knocks that one out of bounds. Doan will play things in. Baseline left side underneath her own basket. Beller will play it in, and it's going to be off of the fingertips of Heather Broman out of bounds. So the Broncos will come back the other way. 10 minutes and 13 seconds to play here in the first half. We've went all the way so far, but no timeouts in the first half of this first half from Crete. Hastings with a lead, 16-13 is the score. Here comes Zenon with the ball now for Hastings. Dribbles the ball into the paint. Stops there. Has to get rid of it. She does. Breckman on the wing. Dribbles it into the lane. He throws up a shot. It's up there and in. Breckman runs into traffic but throws it up there. It goes straight through the hole. She's got 3 field goals and 6 points now in the ball game. Hastings leading by 5 points again at 18-13. Across the top, Dostal has got the ball. They lob it down low. Beller has got it on the baseline. Beller on the right baseline comes out here to a Shelby Bittinger. Now to Beller again. Beller moves to her left on the dribble. Here's a bounce pass intercepted. Intercepted there by Farmer. That's going to be the 5th turnover on Doan. Farmer gets the ball to Adam Zenon into the forecourt. Zenon out to Breckman. Swings it left side to Farmer on the wing. Farmer dribbles the ball down on the baseline. Bounce pass down in the right corner. Zenon has got the ball down to Breckman. Dribbles it in the lane. Her running one-hander is up there no good. Breckman tips the ball to the corner, but she tips it out of bounds. And Doan will play things in. Bronco basketball tonight brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Mary Lanning Healthcare, proud to team with Hastings College in presenting Broncos sports for the 2013-2014 season. 18-13, Broncos have a 5-point lead here in women's college basketball tonight in Crete. Brittany White with the ball. Brittany White comes out here to the top of the key to Broman. Broman down to Bittinger to the right sideline to Callie Beller. Picked up there by Farmer of Hastings College. Dribbling with the ball out here is going to be Callie Beller. Starts off right, now left. Comes back to her right on the dribble. Reverses the ball. Bittinger has got the ball. Lobs it inside to Dostal. Her spinning shot is up there and in. Anna Dostal scoring there, and that's her first field goal of the ball game, 18-15. The Tigers back within 3. Here's Farmer for 3. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Dostal for Doan. Two-handed pass to get the ball at the floor to Broman, and she's going to be hit on the arm here. Adam Zenon came up with a ball there as she knocks the ball away from Hannah Dostal. But Zenon is also going to be hit with a personal foul. That is the first foul on Adam Zenon. That's going to be team foul number 5 on Hastings. Non-shooting situation, so it's going to be Doan playing things in. Dostal has got the ball at the top of the key. Fires up the shot. It's going to be off of the right side. No good. Rebound comes down to Zwinger. Earl Zwinger has got the ball to the near sideline. Holly Samuelson into the ball game now. She's got the ball. Hands it away to Zenin. Now to Farmer here on the left wing. Bounce pass goes inside to Zwiener. Over to Holly Samuelson on the right wing. Zenin down top of the key. Thinks about the three, but won't pull the trigger. Dribbles to the elbow. Throws up a shot. It's going to be too strong, no good. The ball is tipped, picked up by Zwiener on the baseline. Now to Samuelson. Dribbles inside. A 10-footer. Good. Holly Samuelson scoring there for Hastings. That's her first field goal of the ball game, and the Broncos have a 5-point lead again, 20-15. Here's Dawson with the ball at the top of the key. He goes over to Shelby Bittinger. Bittinger free throw line extended left side. There's the cutter. Brittany White has got the ball. Spins left side of the lane, puts up a shot, and she banks one home. Brittany White scoring there for Doan. Tigers go toe-to-toe with a fifth-ranked team in the country tonight, Hastings College. Now 20-17. Hastings with the lead. Here's Samuelson spinning right side of the lane. Long pass comes out on top to Farmer down in the corner. That's going to be Alex Edwards with the ball. Now to Zenin. She's called for the steps. Traveling violation is called on the Autumn Zenin. That's the third turnover on Hastings. Frankie Peterson comes into the ball game now as Zwiener will come to the bench. 7 minutes and 29 seconds to play here in the first half from Crete tonight. Women's college basketball. Hastings out on top of Doan by a score of 20-17. Here's Hannah Dostal with the ball. Dostal comes over to Bittinger. Free throw line extended right side out to Barnard, who's back into the ball game. The freshman moves it to the left side of the floor. Reverses it. Gets it to Dostal at the top of the key. The Broncos in the man-to-man defense. Callie Beller out here 25 feet away from the basket to the right wing. Ball tipped away from Bittinger out of bounds. And Doan will play things in with 7:05 remaining here in the first half. Shelby Bittinger will trigger things in for the Tigers. She's got the ball, gets it in out here in three-point territory to Callie Beller. Beller open for three, takes the three, and hits the three. Beller now with 5 points in the ball game as Doan comes back to tie things up at 20 points apiece. And we get our first timeout now, 13 minutes into the ball game. 6 minutes and 57 seconds to play. Here in the first half, we've got a timeout to score. It's Hastings 20 and Doan 20.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account, then select Mobile Capture Enrollment, or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture, from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College trying to extend their winning streak to 16 games here tonight. But right now, the Tigers going toe-to-toe with the Broncos. It's 20-20. We got 13 minutes gone here in the first half from the Hattic Center in Crete. Hastings College comes back with the ball. That's going to be Chanel Farmer at the top of the key. Goes over to Zenin on the wing on the left side. Bombs it into Edwards. The ball is poked away by Dostal. It's going to be a turnover on Hastings, their fourth of the ball game. Coming down with the ball is going to be Hannah Barnard. She races the ball down the left sideline into the offensive zone. Gets it out here to Callie Beller. Beller picked up by Alex Edwards of Hastings as the Broncos stay with a man-to-man. Left side is Bittinger out on top, now to Barnard. Dribble penetration, back out to Bittinger. He hands it away out here to Beller, now to the top of the key. Holding the ball is Dostler, passed down the lane. It's going to be lost out of bounds. Off of the fingertips of Alyssa Willicott. That's going to be team. That's going to be a turnover, number six in the ball game for Doan. Zenin comes back out. Here comes Farmer back out of the ball game. We got Frankie Peterson and Abby Jackson returning for the Broncos. We're tied up at 20 points apiece as we approach the 6 minute mark here in the first half. Here's Holly Samuelson with the ball. Samuelson on the wing on the right side. Holds it out on top now to Abby Jackson. Left side to get it over here to Frankie Peterson. Another two to the whistle. Only got a 3 second violation. Alex Edwards camped out in the lane there for Hastings. A 3 second violation on the Broncos. That's five turnovers now on Hastings. Doan has got six. We're tied up at 20 points apiece. Now the Tigers can pull ahead here with a field goal. Here's a Callie Beller with the ball. Callie Beller, she works here against Abby Jackson. Gets it out to Willicott out here in 3 point territory. Picked up there by Alex Edwards. Now to Dostal again, just to the right of the circle. Near sideline. Shelby Bittinger with the ball. Bittinger drives it against Samuelson toward the goal. A shot is up there. It's good. Doan has got the lead. Shelby Bittinger hits her second field goal, and the Tigers have their first lead of the ball game, 22-20, with 5 minutes and 32 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings with the ball on their offensive end. Here's Van Kirker. Shot on the baseline is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Willicott. Alyssa Willicott with the board gets it away now to Callie Beller. Beller runs her back the other way for the Tigers. Doan has the lead. 22-20. There's a pass that could be too far out of bounds. Trying to get it to Willicott coming toward the hole on the baseline. They threw it too far. Seven turnovers now on Doan. Here comes Cammie Breckman back into the ball game. Alex Edwards checks out. So Hastings trailing here in this contest to the Tigers, 22-20. Also into the ball game for Doan is going to be Brittany White as Willicott will come to the bench. Hastings trailing by two, 22-20. Here comes Jackson back up the floor for Hastings. Locks it into the offensive zone. Doan is in a man-to-man defense. Jackson goes over there to Van Kirk on the wing on the right side. Now to Peterson. There's a pass inside. Grabbing the ball is Breckman on the baseline. Her shot is up there. It won't go. She misses the easy shot, and the rebound comes down to Dostal for Doan. The Tigers have the lead, and they've got the basketball. Rainbow pass down in the right corner. Barnard has got the ball. Out here in the wing to a Shelby Bittinger. Comes across the top now. That's a Brittany White with the ball. White is picked up by Jackson defensively. Over on the right wing, Bittinger. Dribble penetration. Nice pass to Dostal. Shot is up and in. Dostal scores on the field goal. Bittinger gets the assist, and it's now a 24-20 ball game. Doan has got a four-point lead over Hastings with 4.5 minutes to play here in the first half. Hastings been a little drought here offensively. Here's a Bruckman trying to drive the ball down the right side of the lane. Can't do it. Pass back out on top. That's a Samuelson. Back inside. That's going to be Bruckman. Down to Samuelson. It's going to be intercepted. It's going to be intercepted here by Bittinger. A turnover on Hastings. Bittinger to Barnard for three. Shot is off of the mark. No good. Rebounded on the weak side there by Callie Beller. Keeps the ball alive here from the Tigers. 24-20. Doan has got a four-point lead. Right sideline. Hannah Barnard with the ball. The freshman. Picked up here by Abby Jackson. Barnard drives it toward the goal. And shot is up there. It's going to be blocked down by Jackson. And the foul is called.
Hastings foul number 12.
Abby Jackson picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. Team foul number six in the Broncos. And going to the free throw line is going to be Hannah Barnard as she goes to the free throw line. She's got a three-pointer so far in this ball game. She's an 82% foul shooter in the season. And her first free throw of the night is up there and in. The Tigers all of a sudden have a five-point lead. In fact, the Tigers have scored the last 10 points here in the ball game. It's been a while since Hastings has scored. They're about a three-and-a-half-minute scoring drought right here. Doan has rattled off 10 straight points. Barnard back to the free throw line. Her shot is up there and in. It's now a 26-20 ball game, and now Kerry Hofstetter wants to call a timeout. Hastings calls a timeout, 3 minutes and 53 seconds to play here in the first half. It's Doan 26, Hastings 20.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private four-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors and 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Now enjoy everything that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, located at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. The Doan College Tigers on an 11-0 run here over Hastings in the first half. The Broncos had a five-point lead at 20-15, but just over 7 minutes to play here in the first half, and now Doan has rattled off 11 straight points to grab a 26-20 lead over Hastings with 3 minutes and 53 seconds to go until halftime. The Broncos have gone ice cold from the field here the past couple of minutes. Cammie Bruckman leading the way for the Broncos so far. She's got 6 points. So it's 26-20. Hastings down by 6 points here on the road in Crete tonight. Here's Van Kirk with the ball at the top of the key over to Jackson. Bombs away for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Brittany White. Brittany White runs her back the other way. 3-on-2 break down to Beller. Drives the baseline. Beller circles around back out here into 3-point territory. Shelby Bittinger now to Brittany White for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound on the weak side. Barnard keeps the ball alive on the offensive board. Doan has got the ball. Here's Callie Beller. Comes across the top to Bittinger. Bittinger drives it toward the goal. Nice bounce pass down to the left baseline to Callie Beller, and she lays it in. Callie Beller now with 7 points in the ball game, 28-20. The Broncos down by 8 points as we approach 3 minutes to play here in the first half. Jackson lobs it inside to Zwiener. She puts it up there. That shot won't go, and the rebound comes down to Barnard. And a Barnard with the ball for the Tigers to the far sideline to Callie Beller. Here's the ball ahead now to Bittinger. Back out on the wing on the left side. They get it to Beller. Back down in the corner. Bittinger's got it. Moves it up high on the block. Throws up a three and hits it. Shelby Bittinger hits a three-pointer. As 31-20, Doan has rattled off 16 straight points here over the Hastings College Broncos. 31-20, Doan has got an 11-point lead over the fifth-ranked team in the country here tonight. 2.5 minutes to play. There's Van Kirk. Her shot won't go. It's off of the left side. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Tigers.
In for Hastings, number four.
Boy, it has been a long, long time since Hastings has scored. Here comes Chanel Farmer back into the ball game. Going out for Hastings will be Samuelson. Broncos will inbound the ball, baseline right side, underneath their own basket. Van Kirk will play things in. Van Kirk looks. Comes out to Abby Jackson out here. Abby Jackson moves it to the wing, reverses the ball, gets to the Brecklin. Entry pass, they get it inside to Zwiener. Spins, put it up there, and the shot is up and in. Laurel Zwiener scores, and that breaks the long drought. Now 31-22. The Broncos are down by 9 points with 2 minutes and 13 seconds to play here in the first half from the Hattig Center in Crete tonight. There's a Shelby Bittinger with the ball. Bittinger drives it against Brecklin behind his screen. Comes over to White. Gives it back here to Bittinger. She drives it to the free throw line. Stops there. Comes out into 3-point territory to Barnard. Barnard on the wing to a Beller. We've got 10 seconds left on the shot clock. Here's a steal now by Chanel Farmer. Chanel Farmer drives it toward the goal. And shot is up there and in. Chanel Farmer with a big steal and a field goal on the other end. That's her first field goal of the ball game. And Hastings is back to within 7 points. It's 31-24. Here's Brittany White with the ball now for Doan. We got a minute and 35 seconds to play. A pass out on top of Bittinger, and the foul is going to be called here on Bruckman. Yami Bruckman picks up the personal foul. That's going to be your first. That's going to be team foul number seven on the Broncos. And now we're going to have some free throws. This will be a one-and-one situation here for Doan. Shelby Bittinger will go to the free throw line. He's an 80% foul shooter in the season. She is number six in the conference this week. She's been at the free throw line 138 times this year. And she's converted on 111 coming to the ballgame. Her first free throw is up there and in. She'll get the bonus. Doan is out on top now by 8 points, 32-24. A minute and 34 seconds to play here in the first half as Bittinger will have one more. Shot is up there. That one rolls around the rim and down through the hole. It's now 33-24. Back to a 9-point lead here for the Tigers. Here comes Abby Jackson with the ball. She trots it back into the offensive zone here for Hastings. Bruckman has got it. Down to a Van Kirk on the wing on the right side. Van Kirk, two-handed pass, comes back out to Bruckman, top of the key, drives the ball in the paint, the ball deflected, picked up by Farmer. Farmer down to Jackson on the left wing. Abby Jackson on the dribble, takes it to the goal, and shots will be blocked down. Blocked down there by Barnard, and the ball's going to be recovered here by Bittinger. Gets it back to Barnard. Here come the Tigers now with 65 seconds to play here in the first half. Bittinger, entry pass, they get it to Dostal, kicks it back out of the wing. Beller's got the ball, dribbles back out here into three-point territory. Sends it to Bittinger on the near sideline. Picked up there by Bruckman. Bittinger dribbles with it out to the free throw line. Down the lane she goes. Her shot's going to be blocked down by Zwiener. Ball goes out of bounds, and Zwiener can't pull her in, and it goes out of bounds. So Doan will play things in with 47 seconds to play. Tigers baseline right side. They get it to Dostal. Free throw line jumper is up there. It's going to be around the rim. Falls off, no good, and a foul's going to be called on the rebound. Dostal knocking the ball away from Farmer, and Dostal is going to be hit with a personal foul. Anna Dostal picks up her first. That's going to be team foul number five on the Tigers here in the first half. 42.9 seconds to play until halftime. Hastings trailing Doan by the score of 33-24. Here comes Jamie Van Kirk. She trots it back into the offensive zone. Bounce pass, high left side. Bruckman has got it, looking to penetrate. Backs up, spins in the lane. She can be tied up on the play. Bruckman tied up. She spun, but she spun right into a Shelby Bittinger, who ties her up, and the possession arrow is pointing in favor of Doan. Hastings turns the ball away for the seventh time here in the first half. It's 33-24. Doan with a 9-point lead over Hastings, and the Tigers will come back with the ball. Here's Callie Beller down the near sideline. Doan will play for the final shot here, now with 20 seconds to play. Shelby Bittinger has got it out to Callie Beller. Picked up there by Farmer. Farmer goes for the steal and picks up the personal foul instead. So now Farmer gets hit with a personal foul. That's going to be her first foul, team foul number eight on the Broncos. So that's going to send Doan to the free throw line. Callie Beller will step to the line. She's a 72% foul shooter in the season. She's hit 24 out of 33 from the foul line this year. She's already got 7 points in the ballgame, 33-24. Doan has got the lead. Allard Beller to the free throw line. John is up there and in. Doan's done a good job from the stripe here tonight. They are ninth in the conference in free throw percentage, however, at 68%. 34-24, the Tigers out on top by 10. Second shot is up there. It's up there and in by Beller. 35-24, the Tigers looking to pull off the upset here tonight on their home floor. Here's Abby Jackson with 10 seconds. Jackson into the forecourt now to Candy Breckman. Drives it toward the goal. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound to Farmer. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Now Jackson loses the ball. Here's Van Kirk. Her shot is up there. It is good at the buzzer. A two-pointer by Van Kirk at the buzzer. She picks up the loose ball out here in three-point territory and throws down a shot just inside the ring. So our halftime score, Doan is going to have the lead. The Doan College Tigers have the lead here over Hastings at halftime. It's Doan 35, Hastings 26. You're listening to Bronco Basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Hanick Center in Crete tonight. The Hastings College women's basketball team trailing the Tigers of Doan at the break. The score is 35-26. Our halftime show tonight brought to you by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. They're at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. Now you can enjoy everything that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you for the office, for the party, for your family meal. It's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, located at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. So the Broncos find themselves trailing here in the ball game by 9 points, 35-26. The Broncos enjoyed 5-point leads in the first 10 minutes of the ball game. They're out by 5 points at 20-15 with about 7.5 minutes to play in the first half. And that's when Doan went on a 16-0 run over Hastings. Doan went from being behind 20-15 to being ahead 31-20. The Broncos are now within 9 points at halftime. It is 35-26, but things not going well here for Hastings during a large portion of that first half. Hastings hitting only 38% of their field goals in the first half and only 1 out of 6. On three-pointers, and Doan has got the lead here at halftime, 35-26. Checking the scoring in the ball game for Hastings. It is Jamie Van Kirk leading the way so far for the Broncos. She's got 3 field goals, 1 out of 2 from the free-throw line. She's got 7. Cammy Bruckman, she has got 3 field goals and 6 points here in the first half. Laurel Zwinner, she's got a couple of field goals and 4 points. Autumn Zenon, she's got a 3-pointer for 3. 2 points tonight for Chanel Farmer on a field goal. She's 0 out of 2 from the free throw line. Holly Samuelson has got a field goal for 2. Frankie Peterson a field goal for 2. Hastings 1 out of 4 from the free throw line in the first half of play, and the Broncos have 7 turnovers in the ball game. The Tigers, they have 10 turnovers in the contest. They're being led so far by Callie Beller. Beller has got 9 points in the ball game. She has knocked down a 3-pointer. She's got a couple of 2-point field goals, and she is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. also with 9 points here at halftime is Shelby Bittinger. She has got a three-pointer, and she's got 2 two-point field goals, and she's 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. She's got 9 points. 6 points for Heather Broman on a couple of field goals, and she is 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. 5 points for Hannah Barnard. She has got a three-pointer, and she's 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. And Brittany White, she has got a field goal and 2 points. The Tigers are 8 out of 10 from the free throw line here in the first half, and they've got 10 turnovers in the ball game. So Hastings is trailing 35-26 here at halftime to the Doane College Tigers. Shooting numbers here in the first half. Hastings connecting on 12 out of 31 from the field here in the first half for 38.7%. The Doane College Tigers, they are 12 out of 23 for 52%. Hastings 1 out of 6 on three-pointers for 16%. Doane is 3 out of 6 on three-pointers for 50%. Hastings 1 out of 4 from the free-throw line for 25%. Doane is officially 8 out of 9 from the free-throw line for 88%. The rebounds right now, Doane is out-rebounding Hastings 18 to 14. Hastings leading on the offensive glass 6-4. The Broncos have 7 turnovers in the ball game. Doane has got 10. Broncos with 2 blocked shots. Doane has got 1. Hastings with 5 steals in the ball game. Doane has got 4. So the Tigers have the lead here at halftime. The score is 35-26. This is the halftime show brought to you by Valentino's of Hastings. Tyson Avronik is standing by. He's got Hastings College Spotlight coming up next. The second half is straight ahead. You're listening to Bronco Basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
I was in the hospital as a small child, probably about 10 years old. And I remember one particular nurse named Miss Lemon. She just took such good care of me. It really molded my idea of what a nurse should be, and that's what I wanted to do. I've spent about 44 years at Mary Lanning. I love the change, I love the challenge, I love the career itself. Since I've been ill, I've used almost every department of the hospital. It has really enhanced my feeling of wanting to do more for people because more has been done for me. I have so much support from so many people here in the hospital. That really has been an inspiration to me. I'm Dorothy Streff, Clinical Manager of Home Care and Hospice.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
It's time now for Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Find out more at www.hastings.edu. In just a minute, we'll join Tyson Hebronick for Hastings College Spotlight.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private four-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors and 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
Good evening and welcome to the Hastings College Spotlight here at 1230, here on 1230 KHS. Tyson Veronik with you at halftime here at the Hastings College basketball game. Joining us on the program, we have the coach of the Hastings College golf team, Coach Lloyd McIntyre, joining us on the show. Coach, appreciate the time.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Ty.
Coach, I brought you on the program this evening because I wanted to talk a little bit about an event that is coming up this weekend. Hastings College Golf, again, holding their annual silent auction and pancake feed. Tell us a little bit about what's going on this weekend.
Well, this Sunday, February 9th at 9 a.m. Till 1 p.m., the men's golf team is going to have their annual fundraiser at the Baird Alumni Center. Over there, 1001 North 6th Avenue. It's something we do every year to kind of help the rising costs of travel and getting these guys out and participating. But the the funds that we generate goes to the team, and it helps us, you know, get guys to more events and give them a better experience overall. So.
Okay, we'll talk more about this event in specifics here in just a little bit on the program, but sort of give us, even though there's snow on the ground this evening, sort of give us maybe a preview of what we're going to expect with the Hastings College golf team.
Yeah, absolutely. This fall, we were pretty competitive. We played better than we have in the past. The guys are working hard. We kind of struggled at our last conference meet. We had two of our top players not play great that day. It was really challenging conditions. But, you know, I'm looking forward to what the spring has in store for us. They're working hard this off season. The YMCA has partnered with us, and they're working out there and doing things as a team and hopefully getting stronger. And that will translate into, you know, better results this spring because they can – you know, let their athletic ability take care of everything else. Once, you know, they've done the preparations, they're preparing to go out and compete. And I'm excited about what the spring has in store for us. So,
you mentioned a little bit about travel costs, the rising travel costs for the Hastings College golf team. As far as road trips are concerned, when we're looking at the spring schedule, anything on the radar that's particularly exciting for your for the team?
Well, obviously, our GPAC tournaments are a big deal for us. They decide who goes to nationals, and they happen really quickly this year. The first one, I believe, is April 18th, and we actually get to host that tournament, which is nice. It's at Lachlan. And then a week later, our fourth and final GPAC tournament is in Yankton, South Dakota at Fox Run. And so those two tournaments, you know, they happen real quickly, and they're gonna determine who from our conference goes to the national tournament, and you know, so those are important events for us for sure.
Once again, Lloyd McIntyre joining us on the Hastings College Spotlight, the head coach of the Hastings College golf team, talking about the 7th annual silent auction and pancake feed coming up here.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Click on HD Media on the Tribune website for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. For Tribune Classified and Circulation Services, the hours are Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 to 10. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Haddock Center in Crete tonight. Women's college basketball. Hastings trailing the Doane College Tigers 35-26 at halftime. Some other scores. Dakota Wesleyan is leading Dort at halftime by a score of 38-36. 5 minutes to play in the first half. Northwestern is beating Briarcliff 37-30. And Fort Hays State has got a halftime lead over Nebraska Kearney tonight over at the Health and Sports Center. The score is 40-24. So Hastings College goes 6 minutes in the first half without scoring. The Broncos outscored by the Tigers 16-0. And Doan has got the lead, 35-26 as we start this second half of play. Here's Jackson driving the ball toward the hole. Gets it to Zwiener. Now to Breckman. Her shot is up and in. Cammie Breckman scores on the assist from Zwiener. And Hastings gets out of the gate here out of the locker room with a field goal. And the Broncos are back to within 7 points. It's 35-28. The Tigers shooting to our basket to our left now here in the second half of play. Dressed in their white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the orange and the black. There's a feed inside. A shot's going to be up there. No good by Broman. Rebounded here by Hastings. Frankie Peterson gets the ball ahead. Now to Breckman. Her shot in the lane is up there. It's going to be off with the right side. No good. Rebound comes down to Dostal. Anna Dostal has got the ball here for Doan. 200 pass goes to the far sideline, and here come the Tigers now. Doan has got a 35-28 lead over Hastings. Shelby Bittinger with the ball on the wing, and the right side picked up there by Van Kirk of Hastings. A pass out on top, that's Hannah Dostal with the ball. Now driving for the goal is going to be Barnard. Her shot's going to be up there, no good. Ball picked up on the hop in the lane here. Callie Beller has got the ball, keeps it alive for the Tigers. Out of Barnard in the wing, takes it down to the baseline. Her little five-footer is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Peterson. Frankie Peterson down the right sideline for Hastings, cuts it for the hole. Her shot's going to be blocked out of bounds. Good job there defensively by Shelby Bidger, knocking the ball out of bounds there. And Hastings will play things in, baseline left side, underneath their own basket. They lob it out here. That's going to be Van Kirk with the ball, spins at the elbow, takes the ball to the hole and scores. Jamie Van Kirk scores. She's now got 9 points in the ball game, and the Broncos are within 5 points here in the second half. 35-30. We played about 90 seconds here in the second half. Here's a steal now by Van Kirk, and she takes the ball away. She drives it toward the goal. The ball tipped away, and a foul is going to be called. That's going to be the 10th turnover on Doan here in the ball game. Personal foul is going to be whistled here on Heather Broman of Doan. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number one on the Tigers here in the second half. Non-shooting situation. Hastings will play things in. Jackson looking, comes out here between the circles. Frankie Peterson bombs the ball inside down to Zwiener. Spins in the lane, puts up a shot. It's going to be off of the front iron. No good. Rebound comes down here to Barnard. 35-30. Doan has got a 5-point lead. Tigers with the ball. Beller moves it down to the left sideline. Cross-court pass goes over to Dostal on the right baseline. Back out to Beller on the left wing. Entry pass to get it inside to Broman. She puts up a shot around Zwiener. It's up and in. Heather Broman now with 8 points in the ball game, 37-30. Tigers holding on to a 7-point lead here over Hastings College. Here's Abby Jackson with the ball on the dribble on the wing on the right side behind a screen from Zwiener. Now to Bruckman for three. Shot is up there. That one rims off, no good. And the rebound comes down to a Shelby Bittinger. Bittinger runs her back the other way. 3-on-2 to the goal. She goes. Her shot is going to be up there, no good. Rebound is brought down here by Van Kirk. She's knocked down into play. And we got a jump ball called here. And the arrow is pointing in favor of Doan, so the Tigers will play things in. Doan trying to upset the fifth-ranked team in the country here tonight in Hastings College. They've got a 7-point advantage right now at 37-30. Zwiner comes out. Here comes Sierra Williamson into the ball game. There's a pass out to Broman at the free throw line. Drives it Dostal. Takes it down the lane. Her shot is up there, no good. And the rebound comes down to Van Kirk of Hastings. Van Kirk runs her back the other way. Moves at the left side, throws up a little 10-footer and hits it. Jamie Van Kirk scores. She's starting to warm up. 11 points in the ball game now for Van Kirk. That's a 37-32 ball game. Tigers again leading by 5 points here in the second half. Barnard has got the ball across the top to Dostal. Two-handed pass to the right corner. Callie Beller has got it. Brings it out to Dostal inside the free throw circle. Picked up there by Frankie Peterson. There's a pass underneath the basket. Beller can't put up the shot though. Abby Jackson will chase her out here in the three-point territory. Bettinger has got the ball in the wing now. Dribbles inside the free-throw circle. Gives it away to Dostal. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Her shot's going to be blocked down, and we got a shot clock violation called there on the Tigers. As Dostal is taking the ball in the hole, a shot clock violation in the Tigers. That's going to be turnover number 11 on Doan. So Hastings can slice into that five-point lead right here. Abby Jackson brings it into the offensive zone here for Hastings. Abby dribbling with the ball. Comes over here on the wing on the right side. Doan is still in the man-to-man defense. There's Van Kirk at the elbow. She puts up a shot. It's up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to the Tigers. Barnard with the board. Gets the way down to Beller. She runs her back the other way. Callie Beller moves it on the dribble to the wing on the right side. Holds the ball. Cross-court pass comes over here to Barnard as the pass was high. And Barnard will chase it down here in the near sideline. Barnard dribbling with the ball. Comes out between the circles. Now to Beller. Picked up by Jackson of Hastings. Beller moves it to the right sideline. Still on the dribble. Now reverses the ball. Gets it out to Bittinger at the top of the key. Drives it down the lane to the goal. First shot's going to be blocked out of bounds. A block there by Sierra Williams and out of bounds. It'll be Doan playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Here comes Alyssa Willicott into the ball game. And checking out is going to be Heather Broman. Doan plays it in. They got a 5-point lead. Here's Dostal from 15. Shot short. No good. Rebound comes down to Williamson. Outlet pass goes to Van Kirk. Van Kirk hesitates, now drives it to the goal. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound, Peterson. Follow shot, good. Frankie Peterson's second field goal of the ball game. The Broncos are within 3 points now at 37-34. Back the other way. A driving layup by Bittinger is no good, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on Hastings. That's going to go on the Van Kirk. Van Kirk picks up her first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number one on Hastings. Going to the free throw line will be Shelby Bittinger. She's got 9 points in the ball game for the Tigers. Her shot is up there. It's going to be short. No good. She'll get one more. She's now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. Doan in the first half was 8 out of 9 on free throws. Just a skosh under 89%. Bittinger will have one more. Shots up there, no good. Misses a pair, and the rebound comes down here to Sierra Williamson. They get it ahead, now driving for the hole. A shot is up there and in. That's Cammie Bruckman. Cammie Bruckman now with 5 field goals, 10 points in the ball game, and the Broncos back to within 1 point, 37-36. 15:22 to play here in the first half from the Hattick Center here in Crete. Now Tracy Fairbanks, the head coach for Doan, wants to call a timeout. Timeout, Doan. The Broncos back in the ballgame. 15-17 remaining in the contest. We'll take a break with a score. Doan 37, Hastings 36.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here in Crete. Hastings on a 10-2 run to begin this second half of play. And the Broncos have pretty much erased the entire lead that Doan built when they went on a six-minute scoring splurge there in the first half. Outscored the Broncos at that point 16-0. Hastings comes right back here at the beginning of the second half, and now they're back to within 1 point, 37-36. Update on Nebraska men's basketball tonight. The Huskers getting blown out up at Ann Arbor, the 10th-ranked team of the nation. Michigan leading Nebraska with 6:51 to play in the ballgame. It's Michigan 75, Nebraska 38. 75-38, Michigan with a lead over Nebraska. In men's college basketball action here tonight, the Nebraska women also playing at Wisconsin tonight. That ball game is now getting underway. So it's 37-36 here. Doan has got a one-point lead. Tigers have the ball. Bittinger at the top of the key. Moves it to the left side. Bounce pass goes inside to Dostal. She has got her back to the basket. Comes out here again to Bittinger. She drives it toward the goal. Runs into Frankie Peterson. The ball is lost. It's picked up by Willicott. Her shot is going to be up there no good. And the rebound comes down to Peterson. Here come the Broncos now with a chance to reclaim the lead. Jackson has got the ball. Now to Bruckman. Comes out to Abby Jackson between the circles. Jackson runs the offense, comes over here now to Bruckman, dribbles inside the free throw circle, down the lane, her shot's up there, no good, and the rebound comes down to Dostal. 14 and a half minutes to play, Doan has got a one-point lead, 37-36, running back the other way, Barnard, down in the corner, now to Beller, takes the ball with the goal, her shot is up there, it's off of the rim, no good, rebound loose on the baseline, we got a jump ball called. A jump ball is called, the arrow is pointing in favor of the Broncos, so Hastings will get it. Bronco basketball tonight brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. They're at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. So again, the Broncos with a chance to pull ahead here with a successful field goal. 37-36, Doan has got a one-point lead. 14 and a half minutes to play here in the ball game from Crete tonight. Abby Jackson has got the ball. Jackson goes over to Van Kirk on the wing on the left side. Picked up by Beller. There's a long-range jumper by Van Kirk. It's good. Jamie Van Kirk nails a three-ball from the left wing. She's got 14 points in the ballgame, and the Broncos reclaim the lead now at 39-37. 6 minutes gone here in the second half from Crete tonight. There's Shelby Bittinger with the ball on the wing. Back out on top, Barnard for three. Your shot's going to be partially deflected by Bruckman. The ball is brought down by Hastings College. With the ball there is Frankie Peterson. Gets it ahead now to a Van Kirk. Two-handed pass down the right corner. Jackson for three. Shot is up there. In and out, no good. Barnard had the rebound. She had it knocked out of her hands out of bounds. They're going to say it's going to be Doan ball as Bruckman goes down on the baseline.
For Doan, number 32, Hannah Dostal for Hastings.
There comes Hannah Dostal back into the ball game for Doan. Also coming in for Hastings is going to be Chanel Farmer. 13:41 to play here in the basketball game. Hastings College has reclaimed the lead, 39-37 over Doan. Allie Beller has got the ball down the right sideline. Farmer will pick her up defensively. There's a pass to Barnard, top of the key, lobs it down low to Dostal. Her shot is up there no good, but she draws the personal foul. And Hannah Dostal will go to the free throw line now for the Tigers. The foul goes on Frankie Peterson of Hastings. That's going to be the first foul on Peterson. Team foul number two on the Broncos. To the free throw line, Dostal for Doan. He got 4 points in the ballgame. And the shot is up there. It's going to be around the rim and down. Dostal is 76% foul shooter in the season. He's now 79 for 103 from the free throw line. Alex Edwards comes into the ballgame now for the Broncos, and Frankie Peterson will come to the bench. Next shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. It's going to be no good. Rebound goes to the far sideline. It's picked up by Farmer. So Hastings has still got a one-point lead, 39-38. Here come the Broncos back the other way. Bruckman, she fires up a 15-footer. It's not going to be no good. The rebound comes down here to Heather Broman, who's back into the ball game. Broman down to Beller. She drives the ball down the wing. Contact made, and the foul is called. The foul here is going to go on Hastings as Beller was driving the ball to the goal there for the Tigers. Chanel Farmer picks up the foul. That's going to be her second foul. Team foul number three on Hastings. Non-shooting situation for the Tigers will play things in. 39-38. Hastings out on top by 1 point. Here's Beller with the ball. Brings it out here into three-point territory on the dribble. Chanel Farmer will pick her up defensively as the Broncos stay with the man-to-man defense. Bidger on the wing. Lobs it inside. The ball tipped, but it's going to be picked up here in the wing, and the shot is up and in. Not the way they designed it, but Heather Broman gets the field goal. She's now got 10 points in the ball game, and the Tigers reclaim the lead now. 40-39 over Hastings with 12:45 to play. There's a pass on the high post. It's going to go to Edwards, and she's going to be tied up on the play. Pass came in from Van Kirk. It wasn't very good to Alex Edwards. Edwards had to go down to around her knee tops to grab that, and he was tied up on the play. Possession arrow is pointing in favor of the Tigers, so that's going to be a Hastings turnover. The Broncos with 8 turnovers now in the ball game. It's 40-39. Doan has got a 1-point lead. Tigers with the ball. Here's Heather Broman with it now to the wing on the left side to Barnard. Barnard out on top. That's Bittinger. Fakes the three. Goes to Barnard now. Hannah moves it to the right side of the floor. There's a lob pass. It's going to be too far out of bounds. Trying to get it inside again to Broman. The pass way off target there. The 12th turnover on the Tigers. So Hastings will come back. It's a 40-39 ball game. The 5th-ranked team in the country, Hastings, battling here tonight to keep their winning streak alive. Here's a Chanel Farmer. High right side for the Broncos. Gets it to Van Kirk. Brings it back to Farmer. Farmer bobbles the ball but moves to her right. Fires up a long-range three. Her shot is up and in. Big, big bucket there for Chanel Farmer. She's got 5 points in the ball game, and Hastings reclaims the lead here in this seesaw battle of the second half. It's 42-40. Hastings out on top. Barnard drives it. Here's a dish inside, and the ball's going to be knocked out of the hands of Dostal out of bounds. Doan coaching staff thought maybe she was fouled in there, but the ball was deflected out of bounds, and Doan will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket with 11:51 to play. Bidger size up there no good off of the inbound, and she's fouled. So a foul here is going to go on Van Kirk. That's going to be her second foul. Team foul number four on the Broncos. Shelby Bittinger goes to the free throw line. She's got 9 points in the ball game. Her shot is up there and in. Bittinger now 3 out of 5 from the free throw line tonight. She is number 6 in the conference in free throw percentage, knocking down 80% of her foul shots this year. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. And we are tied up at 42 points apiece. So the Doan College Tigers, a team that is 5-10 in the conference, 11-12 overall, giving Hastings everything they won here tonight. Here's Bruckman for three. Her shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Farmer. Chanel has got the ball. There's a pass out on top. Edwards wasn't looking for it. It goes to the far sideline out of bounds. So Hastings got the offensive rebound, but Alex Edwards wasn't looking for the pass and went whistling right on by out of bounds. Here comes Peterson back into the ball game. Coming out will be Edwards. 11 minutes and 28 seconds to play. Here in the ball game, Hastings 42 and Doan 42. Tigers can pull ahead here. There's a Callie Beller with the ball being chased by Farmer. Beller stops at the free throw line. Gets to the Dostal to the far sideline. Bittinger for three. It's off of the mark. No good. Offensive rebound. Dostal has got it. Dostal now to Barnard here on the left side of the lane. They get the ball back out here in the three-point territory. That's Beller with the ball between the circles. Picked up by Farmer. Bounce pass goes to Dostal. Just to the left of the lane. Dostal's pass down low. Bittinger grabs the ball. Puts up a shot over Van Kirk. That's partially deflected. Van Kirk has got the ball down the right sideline now for Hastings. Van Kirk moves to the left side of the floor, dribbles it to the goal. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Dostal. Broncos not shooting the ball real well in this one here tonight. Just 39% in the first half, and now we've got a pushing foul that's going to go on Hastings. The Tiger went down in the lane there. It's going to go on Sierra Williamson. That's going to be his third. So Sierra has not seen much playing time here tonight. She's got three personal fouls. We're approaching the halfway point of the second half. We're tied up at 42 points apiece. Bounce pass comes inside. That's Dostal going for the basket. Her shot is up and in. Anna Dostal gets her third field goal. She's got 7 points. Tigers have a 2-point lead over Hastings now at 44-42. Hastings with the ball back in their offensive end. Van Kirk out here at the top of the key. Moves it to the left side. Her 15-footer is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Dostal. Dostal has got it for the Tigers down the near sideline. Barnard has got the ball. Anna Barnard gets it out here in the 3-point territory to Beller. Two-handed pass to the far sideline to Bittinger. High right side, spins to the elbow. Kicks it out here to Hannah Dostal. Back out to Hannah Barnard. Top of the key, now to Beller. Beller out here between the circles. 10 seconds left in the shot clock. Beller working here against the Farmer of Hastings. There's Bittinger at the top of the key. Drives it against Van Kirk. Down on the baseline, Dostal. Her shot from three is going to be no good. Beller chips the ball, but right into the hands of Peterson of Hastings. Frankie Peterson gets the ball ahead. Now to Van Kirk. Bounce pass intercepted. Van Kirk trying to get the ball to Farmer and threw it right into the hands of Hannah Dostal. The ninth turnover on Hastings here in the ball game. There's Shelby Bittinger driving the ball toward the goal. Her shot around Van Kirk is good. Shelby Bittinger scores. She's now got 13 points in the ball game, and Hastings calls a timeout. The Broncos call a timeout with 9 minutes and 32 seconds to play in the basketball game. The score, it's Doan 46, Hastings 42.
Purchase your tickets today for the 7th Annual Heartland Hoops Classic, Saturday, February 15th at the Heartland Events Center in Grand Island. 8 great games tipping off at 9 a.m. with many area teams taking on the state's best, culminating with 4-time defending state champion Omaha Central against Denver East. Students are $8, adults $16, and a limited number of courtside tickets are available as well. Go to Ticketmaster.com or purchase your tickets today at the Heartland Events Center box office for the 7th Annual Heartland Hoops Classic, February 15th.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare, proud to team with Hastings College and presenting Bronco Sports for the 2013-2014 season. The Broncos in a dogfight here tonight against the Tigers of Doan. It is 46-42. The Tigers have a 4-point lead over Hastings. Broncos start of the day tied for first place in the Great Plains Athletic Conference with Northwestern. The Red Raiders have gotten the lead in the second half now over the Chargers of Briar Cliff tonight. So Hastings battling to keep pace here with Northwestern, but this has not been easy. There's an entry pass going to be deflected away from Zwiener. Hastings has got their 10th turnover of the ball game. Here comes Doan with a 4-point lead, 46-42. Bittinger inside. Here's a shot up there, up and in. Heather Broman scores on the assist from Bittinger. Broman has now got 12 points in the ball game. Doan has got a 6-point lead, 48-42. Here's Bruckman at the other end. She can be fouling the play. Bruckman right in front of the basket is hacked on the arm here, and Cammy will go to the free throw line now for Hastings. Bruckman so far in the ball game, she's got 10 points. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Broman of Doan. That's going to be her second team foul on the Tigers. A shot from the free throw line by Cammy Bruckman is going to be good. That's her first free throw of the night. It's only the fifth free throw of the ball game for Hastings tonight. Cammy will have one more. Shot is up there. That's going to be off of the mark. No good. And the rebound comes down to Dostal. And she's immediately fouled in the play here by Samuelson. Holly Samuelson picks up the foul. That's going to be her first. So the score is Doan 48, Hastings 43. 8 minutes and 56 seconds to play in the basketball game here from the Hattie Center in Crete tonight. Doan will inbound the ball. Hastings now attacking in backcourt. Allie Beller will bring things up against Abby Jackson. Brings it into the offensive zone on the dribble on the right side. Gets into the hands now of Broman. Broman picked up there by Laurel Zwiener beyond the 3-point circle. The Bittinger now top of the key. Brittany White with the ball. Brittany White penetrates down the lane. Her shot off the glass is up there and in. Brittany White with dribble penetration all the way to the goal. She scores. She's got 4 points in the ball game. Doan has opened up another 7-point lead. It is 50-43. Zwiener spins toward the baseline. Her shot is up and in. Hastings has not had too many post touches here tonight. Zwiner gets the field goal there. So you got 3 goals now and 6 points. 50-45. Hastings down by 5 points. Here's a pass deflected into the backcourt. It goes out of bounds and they will give the ball to, let's see, give the ball to Hastings. There's going to be a turnover on Doan. They're 13th in the ball game. 10, here comes Hannah Barnard back into the ball game now for Doan, replacing Bittinger. The Tigers have the Broncos on the ropes here tonight. 8 minutes and 8 seconds to play in the ballgame. 50-45. Doan has got the lead. Hastings with the ball on their offensive end. Here's Samuelson on the wing. Out to Bruckman. Lobs it inside to Zwiener. Zwiener goes to work. Her shot is up there. It's no good, but she's fouled in the play. Zwiener could not get the field goal to go down, so she'll have to do the work from the free throw line. But she was stuffed to the charity stripe for the first time here tonight. Personal foul goes on Broman. That's going to be her third. So Laurel Zwiener, the fifth best foul shooter in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, goes to the free throw line. Her shot is up there and in. Zwiener is an 81% foul shooter in the season. Here comes Willicott into the ball game now, replacing Heather Broman. 50-46. Hastings down by four. Zwiener will have another free throw. Eyes the bucket, dips the knees. Shot is up there. Shot in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Dossel. So the Tigers have the lead by 4 points, 50-46. Down the near sideline is Callie Beller with the ball. Beller brings it out here to Hannah Barnard. Out of the right side, Brittany White right at the top of the three-point circle. That's Willicott with the ball out here in three-point territory. Now to Beller. Beller calls a signal out here. Bombs the ball in the high post. That's Dostal. Takes it down the lane. It seems to be blocked. Dostal picks up the ball on the baseline, but she was out of bounds. Another block shot there. The second one of the night for Zwiener of Hastings. Laurel Zwiener leads the Great Plains Athletic Conference with block shots. She's got two tonight, 45 for the ball game, or 45 for the season. It's 50-46. Hastings down by 4 points. 7.5 to play in the ball game. Here's Zwiener with the ball. She's double teamed. Works against Willicott. Her shot is up and in. Zwiener scores. She's got 9 points in the ball game. The Broncos back to within two, 50-48. Hastings down by 2 points. Here comes Doan down the near sideline. Barnard with the ball. Anna Barnard moves it on the dribble to the top of the key. Now to Dossel on the wing. Pass down in the corner. That's a Brittany White. Entry passing it inside to Willicott, and she's fouling the play. Alyssa Willicott will go to the free throw line down for the Tigers. The foul is going to go on Frankie Peterson. That's going to be the second foul on Peterson. Team foul number seven on the Broncos. Willicott goes to the free throw line. The Blue Hill Bobcat, or the former Blue Hill Bobcat, has not scored so far tonight. Her shot is up there and in. Willicott, a 55% foul shooter coming in here. He is now 20 out of 35 from the free throw line. She'll have one more shot here. The Tigers have a three-point lead, 51-48. Next shot is up there. It's going to be off of the back iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener. So Hastings can tie here with a three-point field goal. Abby Jackson has got the ball for the Broncos as she hustles into the forecourt, moves it down to the near sideline. Samuelson has got it. Now to Bruckman. Back to Holly Samuelson. Right side. Back out to Bruckman. Entry pass inside to Zwiener. Shot is up and in. Laurel Zwiener scores. She's now got 11 points in the ball game. Hastings back to within one, 51-50. Tigers have the ball. Here's Barnard out here in three-point territory. Drives it in the lane. Now to Willicott. Willicott goes over to Dossel at the elbow. Right side of the lane. Back out between the circles again to Barnard as he hands it away. Callie Beller has got the ball. Comes across the top to Brittany White. Down in the left corner. That's Barnard. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Brittany White, top of the key. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Stops. Entry pass to Willicott. Shot is up and in. Alyssa Willicott hits her first field goal of the ball game. She's now got 3 points. The Tigers go back out on top by a score of 53-50. We've got 6 minutes to play here in the basketball game from Crete tonight. Samuelson with the ball down to Bruckman. Here's Frankie Peterson. Comes across the top to Bruckman. Drives it down the lane. Contact made. Foul called. Bruckman split a couple of defenders there. Barnard and Dostal. And a foul is going to go on Hannah Dostal. Second foul on Dostal. That's going to be team foul number four on the Tigers. So no free throws here. We're down to 5 minutes and 57 seconds to play. Women's college basketball tonight. It's 53-50. Doan has got the lead. Tigers will stay here on defense. There's a three-pointer put up in there, and Cammie Bruckman hits a three-ball. Bruckman scores for Hastings. He's now got 14 in the ball game, and now we're tied up at 53 points apiece with 5 minutes and 47 seconds to play. Bruckman has got this baby back in a knot. Here's a Bittinger with a ball. Bittinger moves it over on the right side to Barnard, brings it out into three-point territory between the circles. Dostal comes to the near sideline to Brittany White. Free throw line extended, picked up there by Holly Samuelson. 8 seconds, 7 seconds on the shot clock. Brittany White dribbling on the ball. White trying to get away. Moves it to the right side. To the goal. She goes. Her shot no good. Rebound is loose and is picked up here by Hastings. That's Frankie Peterson. Broncos can pull ahead with a field goal. Frankie drives it to the goal. Her shot is up there. It's no good, but she found it to play. Frankie Peterson will go to the free throw line. She was fouled here by Willicott. That's going to be her third foul in the ball game. So now Frankie Peterson goes to the free throw line. We are tied up at 53 points apiece here in the second half with 5 minutes and 15 seconds to play. The shot from the free throw line by Peterson is going to be no good. Peterson will have one more. She's a 79% foul shooter in the season. Here comes Van Kirk back into the ball game. Here comes Sierra Williamson back in. Checking back in for the Tigers, replacing Willicott, is going to be Heather Broman. We're tied up at 53 points apiece here in the second half with 5:15 to play. Shot from the stripe by Peterson is around the rim and down through the hole. Hastings has the lead. 54-53. You're just joining us. Hastings trailed at halftime, 35-26. Doan went on a 16-0 run in the first half of play when the offense went silent for Hastings. The Broncos went nearly 6 minutes without scoring in that first half. Hastings now has got the lead again, 54-53 here over the Tigers. Callie Beller has got the ball. Beller stops. Comes over here between the circles. The ball's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Williamson. Gets the ball now to Jackson. Jackson to Van Kirk. That's going to be a turnover on Doan, their 14th of the ball game. Bruckman for three. Shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Williamson. Williamson keeps it alive. Here's Van Kirk now. Van Kirk with the ball for Hastings. Backs it out beyond the three-point circle. Here's a feed to the right sideline. That's going to be Bruckman. Now to Peterson. Inside the Sierra Williamson. Her shot's up there. No good. And the rebound comes down to Dostal. 54-53. Hastings with a one-point lead. Dostal has got the ball for Doan. Down to Callie Beller. Beller holds it out here in the three-point territory. Calls the play. Beller moves it to the right sideline. Picked up by Jackson as the Broncos stay with a man-to-man defense. Barnard, entry pass down low. Dostal has got it to the right baseline. Brittany White outside to Beller. Shot for three. Good. Callie Beller hits a three ball. She's got 12 points in the ball game. Doan reclaims the lead. 56-54, 3 minutes and 58 seconds to play in the ball game. The Broncos, the fifth-ranked team in the country. They've won 15 games in a row. That winning streak on the line here tonight. Doan has got the lead. There's Williamson down in the left corner. Frankie Peterson for three. It's on for the back iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Bittinger. Bittinger runs her back the other way, winds her way back up the floor, moves it to the right sideline on the dribble, now picks it up. Cross-court pass comes over here to Barnard. Lobs it inside. That's going to be Broman with the ball, and she's going to go to the goal, and she is fouling the play. Heather Broman is fouling the play here by the Broncos. It's going to go on Cammie Bruckman. The second personal foul on Bruckman. That's going to be team foul number 8 on Hastings. So Heather Broman will go to the free throw line now for the Tigers. She has had a good night tonight. 12 points in the ballgame, 6 in each half. 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. Broman puts it up there. The shot, no good. Broman will have one more. Doan 56, Hastings 54. The Tigers in their last ball game knocked out the 25th ranked team in the country when they beat Dakota Wesleyan over the weekend, 69-68. Second shot is up there. It's going to be good. And now Hastings calls a timeout. The Broncos call a timeout with 3 minutes and 30 seconds to play in the ball game. We'll take a break with the score. Doan 57, Hastings 54.
DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services. We take care of our neighbors.
This is Scott DeWitt asking you to consider us for funeral services. We offer a variety of services from a church ceremony to a graveside, always with the trust you deserve. Start here for a free consultation and information on funeral services.
At DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors, serving Hastings and surrounding communities. Call 402-462-4444. Online at DeWittFuneral.com.
1230 KHAS.
Men's college basketball tonight in Ann Arbor. It was Michigan, the 10th-ranked team in the country, destroying Nebraska tonight, 79-50. Javon Shields led the way for the Huskers as he scored 13 points in the ballgame, so not a good outing tonight for Nebraska as they were blown out tonight by the Michigan Wolverines, 79-50. So the Huskers, they dropped to 11 wins and 10 losses on the season. They are now 3-6 in the Great Plains, or in the Big Ten Conference, 3-6 in the Big Ten. Nebraska losing to Michigan tonight by the score of 79-50. Hastings College women's basketball team trailing here. We got the men's game coming up next year on 1230 KHAS. The Doan College Tigers trying to upset Hastings College here tonight, 57-54. Broncos are down by 3 points. Hastings with the ball. Here's Van Kirk with the left side of the lane. Van Kirk in the paint, forces up a shot to be knocked out of her hands. The ball is loose. It's picked up here by Peterson. Her shot from 12 is up there, no good, and the rebound comes down to Hannah Dostal. Dostal has got the ball for the Tigers. We're down to 3:07 to play here in the ball game. Callie Beller runs her back the other way, drives it all the way to the goal. A shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Broman in the lane. She has it knocked out of her hands, out of bounds, and it's going to be Doan ball. Tigers will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 2:58 to play in the game. Doan 57, Hastings 54. Tigers will play things in. Beller comes over here to Dostal. Free throw line extended all the way to the sideline. Cross-court pass goes over to Bittinger. Shelby Bittinger with the ball, puts it on the floor, dribbles out here at the top of the key, picked up by Van Kirk. Gives it away out now to Barnard, out of Callie Beller. Brings it back to Barnard on the wing, takes it down on the baseline to the goal. The shot's going to be up there, partially deflected, but the ball is brought down by Dostal. Her pass out on top to Beller, now to Bittinger. Down in the corner, Barnard, she throws up a shot, but we got a whistle down here. And we have got, I think, a shot clock problem here as the officials are going to discuss things down underneath the basket. We're down to 2 minutes and 33 seconds to play in the basketball game. Doan is leading Hastings by a score of 57 to 54 here in this one. Now they're coming over to the scoring table, and that's going to be the case. It's, I think it's a shot clock problem here. They're going to put 10 seconds on it, and Doan will play things in from underneath their own basket. So 2 minutes and 33 seconds to play in the game. We've got 10 seconds on the shot clock, and Doan will play things in from underneath their own basket. Tigers with a three-point lead. Callie Beller looking to play things in. Comes out to Dostal between the circles. Hannah Dostal works with it. Comes back over here to Bittinger. Drives the ball to the goal. Her shot is up there and in. Bittinger gets around Frankie Peterson and takes it to the hole. She's got 15 points in the ball game. 59 to 54. Tigers have the lead with 2 minutes and 18 seconds to play. Here's Jackson with the ball. Jackson now to Van Kirk. Van Kirk comes out here to Bruckman. Now to Van Kirk to Bruckman. Her pass is going to be kicked. Out of bounds by Dostal, and Hastings will play things in. Here comes Zwiener back into the ball game. Williamson will come out. Hastings has not lost since November the 23rd up in Sioux City against Morningside. That's 15 straight wins for Hastings. The Broncos currently tied for first place in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Bruckman gets it to Van Kirk. Her shot for three is good. Van Kirk nails a three-pointer. She's got 17 points in the ball game, 59-57. Hastings down by 2 points, a minute and 55 seconds to play. Top of the key, where the ball is going to be Dostal, comes over to Shelby Bittinger, picked up by Van Kirk. Out on top, here's Barnard. The ball nearly intercepted there by Frankie Peterson. Barnard, her pass is going to be kicked by Bruckman out of bounds, and Doan will play things in. Nope, it's going to be a foul over there. A foul is going to be called on Hastings. Or is it? No, it's going to be a kicking violation. All right, so Doan's going to play things in down in the corner. Bittinger has got it. Shelby Bittinger with the ball. Bounce pass goes inside to Dostal. Down the near sideline and threw the ball out of bounds. Dostal throws the ball out of bounds. Hannah Barnard was out here, but she threw it wide of the target. And Doan turns the ball away for the 15th time tonight with 90 seconds to play. Hastings is trailing by 2 points, 59-57. Here's Abby Jackson with the ball. Jackson drives the ball into the paint, throws up an off-balance shot. It's going to be no good. Ball is brought down by Hannah Barnard. Barnard down the right sideline. That's going to be Beller. Races up. Takes it down in the corner. Shelby Bittinger. Bittinger comes out to Dostal inside the free throw circle. Dostal comes over here to Barnard. Free throw line extended left side. Picked up by Jackson. 14 on the shot clock. 107 on the game clock. Hastings down by 2 points. 59-57. Barnard with the ball here at the top of the key. Dribbling with the ball. 5 seconds, 4 seconds. Dostal's pass deflected. Dostal picks it back up. Drives it down the lane. Her shot no good. Offensive rebound. Foul shot no good. And a foul is called. Offensive board there by Heather Broman. And she's fouling the play. So a personal foul is going to be called there on the Broncos. Laurel Zwiener picks up the foul. That's going to be her second. Going to the free throw line is going to be Heather Broman. And now Doan wants to call a timeout. 51.9 seconds to play in the basketball game tonight from the Haddock Center in Crete. We've got a timeout with a score, Doan 59, Hastings 57.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
1230 KHAS.
So Hastings College is in the top five of the NAIA Division II poll for the first time since the end of November of 2011. And now the Broncos find themselves trailing the Doane College Tigers by a score of 59-57. Gary Hofstetter has warned me about this ball game for the past 3 weeks. She says the Tigers are playing a lot better. And I'll tell you what, they've had the Broncos on their ropes here tonight. Hastings trailing 59-57 with 51.9 seconds to play. Hastings going the first half, 6 minutes without scoring, while Doane rattled off 16 straight points. The Broncos trailed at halftime 35-26. And now they still trail here in the second half at 59-57. We've been tied a couple of times down the stretch here, but Doane has got a two-point lead right now. And going to the free throw line will be Heather Broman. She is 3 out of 6 from the line tonight. She'll have a couple of shots here. She was fouled in the act of shooting. Her shot is up there. It's good. Roman now with 14 points in the ballgame. And now it's a three-point contest, 60-57. If Broman can make this one, it'll be a two-possession ballgame here with 51.9 seconds to play. Broman's next free throw is up there and in. Broman with 15 has now a 61-57 lead for the Tigers here at the Hanick Center in Crete. Abby Jackson has got the ball. Jackson comes over to Van Kirk on the wing. Gets it inside to Zwiener. Spins, puts up a shot. It's going to be good, and she's fouling the play. Laurel Zwiener gets the field goal to go down, and she is hacked on the arm. She'll go to the free throw line. They're trying to make this a three-point play. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Broman. That's going to be her fourth. So Zwiener goes to the free throw line now for the Broncos. They're trying to slice into this lead. Zwiener has got 13 points in the ballgame. She's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. 61-59. Hastings down by 2. Shot from the line. Good. It's a one-point ball game. It's 61-60. And now Carrie Hofstetter calls the timeout. 38.9 seconds to play here in the basketball game. We'll take a break with the score. Doane 61, Hastings 60.
One of the best ways to keep the heat out of your home during the summer is the same way you keep the heat in during the winter. With an extra layer of Guardian fiberglass insulation from Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, you will see a decrease in your cooling costs when you install the Guardian fiberglass insulation. Just ask the sales pros at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware in Holstein for more information on the proper R value of your home project.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball tonight brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Proud to team with Hastings College in presenting Broncos Sports. And by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's get it delivered. They're at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. 61-60 is the score. The Tigers have a one-point lead over Hastings. Doane will have the ball here as they will inbound in backcourt following the old-fashioned three-pointer there by Laurel Zwiener. The ball to Broncos within 1 point. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of Hastings down the stretch in the event of a jump ball. So 38.9 seconds to play. Hastings is down by 1 point here. Here come the Tigers. They will inbound the ball in backcourt. Dosto coming out, as well as Broman for the Tigers. Also, Barnard is going to be out there. Callie Beller. The same troops that have really carried the Tigers throughout much of this ball game here tonight. Inbounding the ball is going to be Shelby Bittinger. Bittinger holds it, now gets it into Broman, now to Bittinger again. Bittinger races it into the offensive zone down the near sideline, 33 seconds to play. About a 9-second differential between the play clock and the game clock here in the ball game. 18 seconds left on the shot clock now. Here's Bittinger at the top of the key. Drives it down the lane. Ball can be stripped away. Stripped away by Bruckman. She's running back the other way. Drives it toward the goal. She's fouling the play as Bruckman goes tumbling out of bounds. Cammie Bruckman gets a steal here for Hastings with 16 seconds to play. She will go to the free throw line now for the Broncos. A big turnover on Doane as Cammie Bruckman gets a steal, and now she'll go to the free throw line with 16.1 seconds to play. Bruckman steals the ball away right at the top of the 10, at the top of the 3-point circle here at the top of the key. And now it's going to be Bruckman going to the free throw line. A 68% foul shooter on the season. Here comes Willicott into the ball game. Now Broman will come to the bench. Bruckman will have 2 shots here as she was fouled in the act of shooting. Cammie Bruckman with 14 points in the ball game. Her free throw is up there. It's going to be around the rim and falls off of the right side. No good. 61-60 is the score. And now we've got a timeout called here from Tracy Fairbanks from Doane. A timeout with 16.1 seconds to play. Bruckman misses the front end of a 2-shot foul here. We'll have another one when we come back. 16.1 seconds to play. It is Hastings trailing Doane. It's the Tigers 61. Hastings 60.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect with brand names like Simmons Beautyrest, Catnapper, and Ashley. Express delivery and a 30-day comfort trial on any new mattress set. Get more than you expect at your locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings and FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. We've got the men's game coming up next between Doan and Hastings. Women's ball game going right to the wire here tonight. Doan is out on top of Hastings by a score of 61-60 with 16.1 seconds to play. Cammy Brecklin getting a steal for the Broncos. She is fouled into play. Brecklin misses the front end of her two-shot foul here. Now Brecklin will come back to the free throw line for Hastings following the timeout from Doan head coach Tracy Fairbanks. So now Cammy Brecklin goes back to the line. She is one out of three from the line tonight. This will tie the ball game up here. Brecklin eyes the bucket. Shot is up there, and the shot's going to be good. So one free throw, and the score is now 61-61. Hastings attacking here in backcourt. They play things in, and the pass comes in there. It comes to Bittner. She falls down on the play, and a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to be called here. Bittner got the ball and then fell down on the far sideline. And Jamie Van Kirk is going to be hit with a personal foul. That's going to be her third. That's going to be 10 team fouls now in Hastings, so this is going to be a two-shot foul. Bittner will go to the free throw line with 13.8 seconds to play. So she is fouled into play. So Bittner goes to the free throw line. She's 4 out of 6. So from the line tonight, she's 80% from the season. Her shot is up there. It's good. So the inbounds pass came in. Bettinger fell down with the ball on the far sideline, and they called a personal foul on Jamie Van Kirk. That gives Doan the lead, 62-61. Coming out of the ball game, Williamson, Laurel Zwiener back in there. Doan has got a one-point lead with 13.8 seconds to play. Next shot is up there. It's going to be around the rim, and it falls down through the hole. Bettinger hits two free throws. It's now 63-61, and now Carey wants to call a timeout. Timeout, Hastings. Doan has got the lead. There'll be 12.1 seconds to play when we come back in women's college basketball. We'll take a break with the score, Doan 63, Hastings 61.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, the Broncos going to the wire here tonight at Women's College Basketball. 12.1 seconds to play in regulation. Hastings is trailing Doan by a score of 63-61. Hastings started the night tied for first place in the Great Plains Athletic Conference with Northwestern at 12-2. Doan fighting for their playoff lives. They were in eighth place to start today at 5-10. But the Tigers have been the aggressor here in the ball game here tonight, and they have had the Broncos back on their heels most of the way. 63-61 right now after Shelby Bittner hits a couple of free throws with 13.7 seconds to play for the Tigers. Hastings has advanced the ball up here to the 10-second line, so the Broncos will play things in here on the near sideline. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of Hastings in the event of a jump ball. Frankie Peterson will play things in. Abby Jackson. Jackson down the near sideline. Jackson lobs it inside his winger, spins toward the baseline. His shot's going to be up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Dostal, and she'll be fouled in a play with 3.4 seconds to play. Laurel Zwiener misses the shot in the lane there for Hastings, and Dostal is fouled into play with 3.4 seconds to play. The Broncos are trailing 63-61. Here's Hannah Dostal to the free throw line. She is one out of two from the line. She'll have two shots here. Hastings is over the 10-foul limit here in the second half. Dostal to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. Good. So Dostal at the line with 3.4 seconds to play. That gives Doan a three-point lead. Now it's 64-61. Here's the next shot. It's up there. It's good. Dostal hits a pair of free throws. Hastings will inbound the ball, trailing by 4 points. Here's the pass, and Bruckman's going to be fouled on the play here. Dostal fouls Cammy Bruckman with just less than a second remaining here. The clock reads zero, but Bruckman is going to go to the free throw line. It's not going to make much difference here. It's 65-61, but that was not good by Anna Dostal as she commits the personal foul. Where Doan trying to intercept the ball. Cammy Bruckman again goes to the free throw line for Hastings. This will be a 1-1 situation. And now the officials over here at the scoreboard clock operator. We're going to have 1.1 seconds to play, but Hastings is trailing by 4 points. Bruckman to the free throw line here for the Broncos. Their shot is up there, and the shot is good. Bruckman will have one more. That makes the score 65-62, but Hastings has got just 1.1 seconds to play. And now we've got a timeout called. Timeout called with 1.1 seconds to play. We'll take a break. Doan 65, Hastings 62.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a five-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the five-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Well, it's 65-62, 1.1 seconds to play. Hastings trailing in the ballgame. Cammy Bruckman goes back to the free throw line, and now we get a timeout called here from Tracy Fairbanks of Doan. So a timeout for Doan, 1.1 seconds remaining here. Let's keep it right here. This will be a 30-second timeout. Two teams going through their final instructions here, 65-62. Again, Nebraska losing tonight in men's college basketball, 79-50. Huskers are now 11-10 in the season, 3-6 in the Great Plains, or at 3-6 in the Big Ten Conference. Siobhan Shields had 13 points tonight for the Huskers. Michigan wins. So Cammy Bruckman to the free throw line for the Broncos in a 65-62 ball game. Bruckman is 3 out of 5 from the free throw line tonight. She'll have one more shot. It's going to be intentionally missed, and it does not draw iron. She just throws it up there and intentionally missed. Hastings was trying to get a rebound and maybe a 3-point play, but Bruckman does not draw iron. So it's going to be Doan inbounding the ball here in backcourt with 1.1 seconds to play. Zwiener will guard the out-of-bounds person. That's Hannah Dostal. She'll play things in. Dostal looking, comes on the near sideline. Willicott has got the ball, and that's the ball game. The Doan College Tigers have upset the Hastings College Broncos here tonight. First loss of the season for the Broncos since November the 23rd. A 15-game winning streak goes by the wayside here tonight as Doan knocks off Hastings College tonight in a big upset in women's college basketball. Doan beats Hastings by a score of 65-62. The Broncos dropped to 21-3 on the season and now 12-3. In the Great Plains Athletic Conference, Doan improves to 12 wins and 12 losses. They are now 6-10 in the conference. Doan upsets Hastings tonight in women's college basketball, 65-62. Back with the final totals right after this.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
Oh, the sweet sounds of airport travel. You know what would make this ordeal more pleasurable? That's right, a Pepsi. Your new destination is total refreshment. And your estimated time of departure is now. Flight delayed?
2 hours.
Yes! That's just more time for enjoyment. Because you're in the VI Pepsi Lounge. Still got your luggage, but got no baggage at all.
Good morning.
Pepsi. Live for now.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Hattick Center in Crete tonight, the Doane College Tigers have upset the Hastings College Broncos in women's college basketball. Final score of 65-62. A seesaw battle throughout much of the way here tonight. But it was Doane knocking off Hastings at the final buzzer by 3 points, 65-62. Hastings had a chance to tie up the ball game late in the contest with about 3 seconds to go. Actually, with about 13 seconds to go, Laurel Zwinner misses a shot in the lane. Then it was Hannah Dostal getting fouled on a play. She went to the free throw line to hit two shots to make it 65-61. Gabby Bruckman hitting a shot with 1.1 seconds to play a free throw. She intentionally missed her second one. And the Doane College Tigers go on to beat Hastings by the score of 65-62 in the ball game here tonight. The game was actually tied back there at 61-61 with 16 seconds to play. Gabby Bruckman hits one free throw out of two attempts to tie up the score. She missed on her first one and then made her second one to tie the game up at 61. Shelby Bittinger was then fouled into play with 13.8 seconds to play. She went to the free throw line to hit two shots to make it 63-61. Hastings then had a chance at a final shot. Laurel's winner misses that shot. Then Dostal was fouled to make it 65-61. Gabby Bruckman hitting a free throw at the end to make it 65-62. But the Tigers upset the fifth-ranked team in the country tonight, Hastings College, by 3 points here in Crete. Final numbers for the Broncos in the ball game tonight. They ended up shooting 25 out of 62 for 40.3%. Doane hit only 39% of their field goals, but they won. They were 21 out of 53. The Broncos hit 5 out of 15 from three-point range tonight for 33%. Doane was 4 out of 9 for 44%. Hastings only 7 out of 15 from the free throw line for 46%. The Tigers were 19 out of 25 for 76%. So the Tigers outscored the Broncos from the free throw line 19-7. Doane also out-rebounding Hastings 44-32. Doane had 14 offensive rebounds and 30 on defense. Hastings had 10 offensive rebounds and 22 on defense. Hastings turns the ball over 12 times in the ball game. Doane had 18. Hastings had 10 block shots in the ball game tonight. Laurel Zwinner led the way with 4. Doane had 3 block shots. Hastings had 9 steals. Hastings had 8 steals. Leading rebounder for Hastings in the ball game tonight was Frankie Peterson. She came up with 6 boards. And the leading rebounder for Doane was Hannah Dostal. She comes up with 15 rebounds in the ball game tonight. She just misses a double-double, 9 points and 15 rebounds. Doane, the winners tonight over Hastings by the score of 65-62. The score was tied 5 times tonight. We had 7 lead changes, and Doane wins it by 3, 65-62. Scoring in the ball game, it was Shelby Bittinger leading the way for the Tigers as she scores 17 points in the ball game. Heather Broman, she had 15. Callie Beller, she had 12 points. Other scores, we had Hannah Dostal scored 9. It was Hannah Barnard scoring 5 points for Doane. Brittany White had 4. And Alyssa Willicott ends up with 3 points in the ball game for the Tigers. Leading scorer for Hastings College tonight was Jamie Van Kirk. She scores 17. Cammie Bruckman had 16. And Laurel Zwinner had 14 points. The other scorers for Hastings, Frankie Peterson, she had 5. Chanel Farmer, 5 points. Autumn Zenon had 3. And Holly Samuelson, she had 2 points in the ball game tonight. So Hastings College, they dropped to 21 wins and 3 losses on the season. Their 15-game winning streak is by the wayside here tonight as the Tigers beat Hastings in the conference, as the Broncos dropped to 12 wins and 3 losses now in the GPAC. Meanwhile, Doane, they improved to 12 wins and 12 losses. They are now 6-10 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings will be on the road coming up this Saturday. They'll play in Yankton against the Lancers of Mount Marty. Again, the final score here in women's college basketball, it was Doane upsetting Hastings by the score of 65-62. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll chat with Hastings College men's basketball coach Bill Gavers as the Broncos get set to take on the Tigers here tonight. You're listening to Bronco Basketball at 1230 KHAS.